I'm trying to do my best in English. I think it's the first time I'm preaching in English. So, hallelujah. Mark 13:32-37. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake. For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands his doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. What a great place to be, Israel. I'm thanking the Lord that He called me to live here already 34 years, and I don't know for how long more. A great place to live, because it keeps you awake. Wars, earthquakes, the earth moved 6 times last week or 2 weeks ago. Missiles attack, possible everywhere, terrorist attacks, etc. Just a good training to be watchful. Keep awake. Be watchful to love the Lord. I love this verse that was given to Joshua in chapter 23:11, for the one that are writing the references. Be careful. That means watch. Be watchful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. Watch. Be awake to love the Lord your God. That's something that is given to all of us. Joshua 23:11. And if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For doesn't love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. It's not in the air. I love our God. He is, in Hebrew we say, tachlis. He is with the feet on the earth. It's not love God there somewhere in heaven. God love in act for your brother. If you see your brother and you don't love him, you can't be saying that you are loving God. Watch therefore, be watchful to love your brother. It reminds me a verse in Galatians, in the letter of Paul to the Galatians in chapter 6, verse 21, where Paul says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 2, yeah. Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This law of love, looking carefully for our brother. watch that no one fails to obtain grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many be called defiled. It's another call that we have in Hebrews 12:15, looking carefully, watching that no one fails to obtain the grace of God. Be watchful on one to the other. It's practical. It's not only the role of our pastors. Many times we've put the responsibility on people that are in charge of the flock. But it's something that is given to each one of us as believers. Watch one on the other, that anyone will fail to catch the grace that God has in reserve for everyone. We are a body. 1 Corinthians 12 is speaking about that, and I don't want to read about it. You read it, you know it, maybe more than me. I would just like to read two verses from this chapter of 1 Corinthians 12, 24 and 25. And God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. I was struck by this no division that is in the middle of those verses. God has composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lack it, that there will not be division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. It's this chapter 12 is a parable, is a picture of what is our sitting together this morning. You are a body. You are the body of Christ. You are part of a bigger body. And maybe sometime inside this small body you feel that you are of less value than others. There is here people that have a knowledge of the word, and maybe you feel I'm very little. There is people that are having professions and you don't have. You feel very little. But that is the body, composed of people of greater honor and of less. It has a wisdom in it that there will not be division if in the body every member is taking the same care one for the other, and especially of the one that are this of less honor inside the body. That's at the level of the congregation. It is the level of the big body of Christ around the world. Small, little, feeble congregation, things that doesn't look very great, but let's bless Dafka, especially those ones that have not big value or doesn't seem to be very important. The small ones, the little ones, the needy ones. Bear one another's burden. There is people that suffer. And suffering is something that makes us afraid. We many times are very happy that there is other people that will take care of the one that are suffering, the one that are in need, the one that are small, the one that are not looking very well, the one that disturb even. There was one thing that I like and that usually the people didn't like in this place. We were for years serving in a family, in a congregation that was meeting exactly here. And there was one thing that was not very well appreciated sometimes is when a poor person coming from outside was getting inside and disturbing the meeting. I remember this man that nearly every meeting for a while was coming and sitting just here and disturbing, because what is this poor man sitting at the row of the eldership? What we don't, it disturb, it's disturbing. What is this person coming? He's not a believer, he's a poor person. Okay, we'll take care of you, but somebody else will do it. The pastor will take care of that. Bear one another's burdens, even the ones that disturb. Let's open our heart. The body is a beautiful image given by the Spirit to us. And this big chapter of 1 Corinthians 11, 12 is giving us this beautiful picture. Let's look for a moment at this beautiful parable that is our body, our human body. So I'm a medical professional, okay. And I will not give you a little, I just put a few points here on the paper, not to go too far with it, but I think it's very interesting to see how it's our body is working, because it's an image, a parable of what God did, built to give us a teaching. You know the skin, let's see only this organ that is our skin. Okay, it has a lot of function, but one of them is the best protective barrier against the external world, environment. Okay, that's what protects us from the world that is around our body. And this world that is full of bacteria and viruses and all kind of things, cold and hot. The skin on our body, it's what will protect us from those attacks. Now, do you know what is happening in our body the minute I cut myself, for example? It's immediate. There is not a lot of prayer done by all the cells in my body to know, should I really do something in this situation? Philip's finger is cut. It's bleeding. I think I will think twice. Wait that maybe his pastor will react, will come to visit him, and then if he calls me, I will tell him, okay, I'll take maybe a week of prayer, and I'll see if the Lord is calling me to help you visiting this suffering finger. Our body is built another way. The minute I cut myself, it takes some part of a second for immediately a cascade, I don't know how you say that, a following of things to happen in this part of my body. I will not give you all the technical words, but there is a it's really amazing. Those cells are producing, are expelling things that there is in our cells that will provoke a call to the rest of my body for some elements to come. These things will provoke a spasm of my vessels to close the vessels and stop and reduce the bleeding at this point of my cuts in my skin. In seconds. That will go on for 10 minutes approximately. The blood will concentrate with all kind of elements, thrombocytes and others, you know, that will come together to close the hole. And there will be the start of a clot, blood clot, at the area in this place. They have to get together millions of elements that will come to this place to close the wound. And then those elements that are there will produce things that will call cells that we have in our blood flow, and it will help to vasodilate, to open those vessels, blood vessels that had constricted, will suddenly dilate, and let much blood flow to come. That will take only 10 minutes to arrive, and for an hour there will be blood flow coming to this area with all kind of cells that will start to clean the place, taking all the pieces of those cells that were injured, all those bacteria that entered the wound and would infect it, all these things, those phagocytes, you heard this name probably if you learn a little bit of biology. They come and they eat all those pieces, and they are the cleaners. They clean the situation. They help to make the place clean, that there will be a renewal of the cells. It's a beautiful process that I will not enter, but this process continues for 14 to 30 days, and then for a full year to have a full renewal of the skin as it was before. It's a long process, but that starts immediately when there is an injury. I think it is a beautiful picture for us that are part of a body. Many times we are waiting for others to answer the call. We don't want to come and clean the mess as the phagocytes are doing. We don't want to be, there is specialist in this. But our body shows that there is a reaction that happened and that is involving all the body. All the body. When one member is crying, we are all crying. When one is rejoicing, we all rejoice. Are we watchful over our body? Are we people that are awake to see the suffering and look at it in the eyes? Let's watch to bear one another's burden. And we will be awake to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Our been awake to look at our brother and sister, to look over my brother and sister, to take care of my brother and sister, will keep me awake for the day that Jesus will come. This day is becoming closer and closer. I think as believers, many are saying, yes, sure, all the signs are here. We don't like sometimes to think about it, and we say, we are already waiting so much time. Maybe it's not for our generation. Personally, I think we are getting very close, and I will not be surprised if it's only months or years that we have to count until his coming. But would we be found ready, awake, or sleeping? Where are we? Are we with the sleepers, or are we with the one that are awake? And one way to keep awake is to be involved in the blessing of my brothers and sisters and the people that we are called to be with. We will be awake to enter his gate with thanksgiving, like I said, because we will have taken care one of the other. We will have come to the poor, to the one that is the needy. Come you, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It's in Matthew 25:35. For I was hungry and you have given me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I'm happy that you are giving some socks to our Syrian brother and people there. I brought mine, by the way. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. In as much you did to one of the least of my body, of the one of these my brethren, you did it to me, says Jesus. Enter eternal life. That's the key of the kingdom. It's not a good theology. It's not good thoughts. It's got not to have the good doctrines. And many times we are looking at part of the body. We don't want to know this part because it doesn't have the good doctrine. The Lord is not saying, I will say to you, enter in eternal life because you have the good doctrine, but because you have taken care of your brother. You have been the ones that move to the spot when there is a need. Blessed is the one who listened to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. Proverbs 8:35. It's a blessing to be awake. It's a blessing to be active in the body. It is blessing to be watching daily at the gates, waiting for his coming. He is the King of life that is coming to give us life. Let's really ask him to help us to be watchmen in his body, watchmen in those days, to be always awake. Awake at a time where he's coming and being very close to come and ask us to enter the kingdom. Father, I thank you for my brother and sisters, and together help us to be watchmen, to really be awake, spiritually, but also physically awake to the needs of the one around us, giving of ourselves, giving to you with love. Oh Lord, that we will not stay sleepy, but that you will wake us up. Oh, thank you. Ring the bell. Make us get up. Even if it is the muezzin that has to get me up this morning. Abba, use the thing that you want to wake us up, that we will be standing with you, awake today and forever. In the name of Jesus. Amen.